Day 480, Wednesday, July 31st. Psalm 49, Psalms 49 1-20, NKJV. To the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Hear this, all peoples, give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb, I will disclose my dark saying on the harp. Why should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity at my heels surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him, for the redemption of their souls is costly and it shall cease forever, that he should continue to live eternally and not see the pit. For he sees wise men die, likewise the fool and the senseless person perish, and leave their wealth to others. Their inner thought is that their houses will last forever, their dwelling places to all generations, they call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless man, though in honor does not remain, he is like the beasts that perish. This is the way of those who are foolish, and of their posterity who approve their sayings. Selah, like sheep they are laid in the grave, death shall feed on them, the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall be consumed in the grave, far from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah, do not be afraid when one becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased, for when he dies he shall carry nothing away, his glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lives he blesses himself, for men will praise you when you do well for yourself, he shall go to the generation of his fathers, they shall never see light. A man who is in honor, yet does not understand, is like the beasts that perish. Daily Deep Dive. The UCG Reading Plan states, in its note on Psalms 49-53, the Zondervan NIV Study Bible says, this cluster of psalms presents a striking contrast from the previous grouping, that brings the Psalter's call for godliness into sharp focus. On the one hand, we meet two psalms that face each other. One, as God summons to his people to come before him and hear his verdict concerning their lives, Psalm 50. And two, as a penitent's humble prayer for forgiveness and cleansing, Psalm 51. On the other hand, these are bracketed by two psalms, Psalms 49-52, that denounce those who trust in their wealth, Psalm 49, Psalm 52-7, and make their boast, either in that wealth, Psalm 49-6, or in the evil practices by which they obtained it, Psalm 50. These descriptions of the ungodly are found nowhere else in the Psalter. In the first of these framing psalms, such people are characterized as foolish and senseless psalm. So it is appropriate that this four-psalm segment of the Psalter has appended to it in climax, Psalm 53, a somewhat revised repetition of Psalm 14 with its denunciation of the fools whose thoughts and ways are godless. Placed immediately after Psalm 46-48, these five psalms serve as a stern reminder that only those who put their trust in the Lord have reason to celebrate the security of the city of our God, Psalm 48. In the first psalm of this new cluster, Psalm 49, itself the last in the sequence of Korahite psalms beginning Book 2 of the Psalter, the psalmist declares that he has a message of universal importance. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world. He aims to resolve the dark saying verse 4, or perplexing riddle of life CNAV concerning the apparent blessing of godless people who care more about money and possessions than about God. Compare Job 21, Psalm 73. Such people often pursue wealth at the expense of others. The psalmist asks himself, why should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity at my heels, i.e. those who trip me up, surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth. Psalm 49, 5-6. The psalmist realizes that these people are not as blessed as they think. Wealth cannot buy escape from death, not even one's family redeemer can accomplish it. Zondervan, note on verses 7-9. The psalmist poignantly remarks, for the redemption of their souls is costly, verses 8-9. That is, it was more than a mere man could pay. This insight had prophetic significance. For God would actually pay the costly price in the suffering and death of Jesus Christ to make it possible for all people to have eternal life. John 3:16. Just as anyone can, materially driven people can see, as Psalm 9:10 states, that all people, even the wise, die and leave their wealth to others. Compare Ecclesiastes 7:2, Ecclesiastes 9:5, Ecclesiastes 2:18, Ecclesiastes 2:21. So those focused on money and possessions seek solace in what they leave behind, in establishing a legacy, leaving an inheritance, naming their estates and territories after themselves, all in a vain attempt to immortalize at least some aspect of themselves, verse 11. But this pursuit is pointless in the face of the gaping mouth of death, into which people who think like this nevertheless go helplessly as sheep, verse 14. This metaphor of death, Hebrew mot, as a monster feeding on people like sheep, helps to verify the historical setting of the writing of the Psalms. As it has also been found in Canaanite literature, one document warning people to not approach mot, death, or he will put you like a lamb into his mouth. See Zondervan note on verse 14. This was therefore imagery familiar to Israelite culture. Dominion will ultimately go to the righteous, same verse. Indeed, the psalmist is confident that God will redeem him from the power of the grave and receive him, verse 15. This does not refer merely to God's general protection of his people throughout their physical lives, for the focus, as verse 9 makes clear, is on living eternally. Verse 15, then, is a prophecy of the resurrection, wherein the righteous will inherit from God the rule and possession of all things. In the similar refrains of verses 12 and 20, those who live in pursuit of riches are described as perishing like beasts. Since all human beings die just as animals and all, unlike animals, are destined to be resurrected, what does this mean? It must reflect the fact that the godless, like animals, die without genuine feeling of hope. They have no confident assurance of eternity with God in the same way the psalmist has. Those whom God has not called in this age do not know his plans for their future. That they will be resurrected and given an opportunity to repent and change. And those whom God has called and given his spirit but then reject his way and pursue selfishness do know their future, that they will utterly perish. Psalm 49 makes the sobering point that when a rich man dies he shall carry nothing away, verse 17, that is, nothing of earthly value. No money, no glory, no praise, and no honor will descend with him into the grave. The Apostle Paul spoke similarly in 1 Timothy 6:6-10 when he warned us against the danger of materialism. Now godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out, and having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. End.